If you've heard or read any news stories lately about Native Americans over the past year, they probably had something to do with how badly their community has been hit by COVID. Like Black Americans and others, Native Americans are more likely to be hospitalized and to die from the new virus. Part of the problem has been a lack of medical care in tribal areas. But that may be changing. An article in the February issue of Health Affairs shows a rise in Native people graduating from medical school. Nationally, only 1% of medical students are American Indian or Alaska Native. But at the University of North Dakota Medical School, that figure is much larger, at 10%. Graduating from their InMed program. Journalist Sarah Kwan is writing about this and joined us earlier to say many of these graduates work in tribal communities and stay there long term.
There are a lot of factors that have contributed to this shortage that we see. And one of them is many doctors will receive encouragement early in their lives to see themselves as a doctor someday and to take all the steps that are required to, you know, get to the point where they could become a doctor. And as the assistant director of InMed had pointed out in an interview, that Native students are often less likely than their peers to receive encouragement early in their education to pursue medicine or to, for example, have doctors in their own families that could guide them through this, what is very often a long and arduous process of even getting to the point where that they are in medical school.
Is there a point you'd like to leave us with here, whether it be on Native Americans, COVID, or maybe where the two come together?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that there are linkages between the shortages that we see of doctors in American Indian communities and these really stark disparities in COVID outcomes. These longstanding widespread shortages of doctors in tribal communities are linked to challenges like difficulty in accessing care and higher rates of chronic health conditions. And these are risk factors for poor health outcomes overall. And we've really seen the consequences of this in the pandemic. When you see the numbers, you know, American Indians and Alaska Natives with coronavirus have been hospitalized at 5 times the rate of white Americans. So there are links here. And, you know, if we're going to be able to make a difference in these disparities for the next pandemic and other pandemics in the future, one of the things that we'll have to look at is how do we boost the ranks of American Indian doctors?
Freelance journalist Sarah Kwan is based in the San Francisco Bay Area. Her article about more Native Americans and Alaska Native people graduating from medical school.